No? Okay. Well, you know, the main thing we're talking to people about is just if you know for sure you're going to heaven when you die. And so I'd love to just take like 5 minutes and show you from the Bible. Can I show you a couple verses real quick? Is that all right? Yeah? All right. So first of all, the Bible tells us right here, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So every single one of us has sinned before. You know what sin means? It's anytime you do something bad, disobey the Bible, or disobey God's commands. Well, the Bible says right here that there's a punishment for our sin. It says, "For the wages of sin is death." So we're all going to die one day, right? But after we die, that's not the end, because you know, there's heaven and hell, right? You heard about that a little bit? A lot?
Oh,
okay. Good. Well, you know, heaven and hell are definitely talked a lot about in the Bible, but it says right here, it calls hell the second death. So it says right here, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Okay. And it has a list of people that are going to be going to hell. And it says right here, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So it mentions some pretty bad things there. You know, like murder, sorcery, right? So you're probably not a murderer or a sorcerer or anything like that. But it also says, "and all liars." Now, I know I've lied before. Have you ever lied? Yeah, so everybody is. So here's what I'm trying to show you is that we all deserve to go to hell. Because we've all lied, and we've done worse stuff than that. You know, we've all done a lot of sins, and these sins are going to condemn us to hell, right? But the good news is that God loves us. So if God loves us, do you think he wants us to go to hell? No. But was he just kidding when he said that? He doesn't kid around about that. So it's no joke, you know, that that's where we deserve to go. Okay. So because he loves us, he devised a way for us to be saved. Okay. So the Bible says right here, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So the way for us to be saved was that Jesus Christ came to this earth, God in the flesh, God in the form of man, and he lived a perfect life that none of us could live, right? And obviously Jesus, he did a lot of miracles, right? You remember some of the miracles that he did? Like he walked on water, healed the sick, turned water into wine, fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Have you heard some of those stories or no? A little bit? Yeah, but he also preached the word of God. Well, when you speak the truth, a lot of people become angry. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth, right? So,
give it to him.
You want that? You want a drink, son? You thirsty? He's shy. So anyway, a lot of people, they hated Jesus. So they ended up arresting him. And then, you know, they beat him, they whipped him, they spit on him, and then they nailed him to the cross. Well, when Jesus was nailed to the cross, the Bible says that he himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree. So every sin that I've ever done and every sin you've ever done, it was as if Jesus had done it. He was being punished for our sins, right? So when he died on the cross, they took his body and buried it in a tomb, but his soul went down to hell for 3 days and 3 nights. What happened 3 days later, do you know? Yeah, he rose again from the dead. He walked out of the grave. He showed them the holes in his hands, right? So let me ask you this. Do you think Jesus died for everybody or just certain people? Everybody, yeah. The whole world, right? So he died for everybody in the whole world. But is everybody in the whole world automatically going to heaven? No. Because there's one thing that we have to do in order to be saved. And the Bible tells us right here what that is. It asks the question, what must I do to be saved? Which is a good question, right? Hey, what do I got to do to be saved? And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." So what's the one thing we must do to be saved? Yeah, believe on Jesus. That's it, right? Now, does that say that we have to go to church to be saved? Does it say we have to stop sinning to be saved? If so, we're in trouble because probably nobody's ever stopped sinning completely, right? Does it say that we have to get baptized and join the church or anything? No. It just says believe. Now, the most famous verse in the whole Bible is John 3:16. You probably heard it before. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So notice, it's not whosoever is good enough. It's whosoever believeth in him. Right? And then it says right here, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So it's pretty clear that the thing that determines whether or not you have everlasting life is whether or not you believe on Jesus. If you believe on him, you'll be saved, you have eternal life. If you don't believe on him, you'll be damned. Okay? Pretty clear, right? So then, let me show you one last verse that kind of ties it all together. Everything makes sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me show you one last verse that kind of ties it all together. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it says the gift of God is eternal life. So let's say I were to give you a gift. What's your name?
Diana.
If I said, hey, Diana, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to give you this Bible as a gift, but you got to give me a dollar. Is that a gift? It's a gift. If you have to give me a dollar for it. No, it's not a gift. That I'm selling it. That'd be selling it, right? So, what about? Do you celebrate Christmas? Okay, so you get gifts on Christmas, right? Do you then get a bill for the gifts that you receive, like where you have to pay for them? How would you react if you did? Would you think that's a gift? Do you think that's normal?
It's not normal, but.
If your parents gave you a gift and said, well, the gift was $50, so I'm going to need that $50. That's not a gift. You're buying it yourself at that point.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so look. It says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life. Okay. So do you know what wages are?
Wages. I don't know how to explain them. Like,
well, you know a minimum wage, yeah. Right? So wages is like your paycheck, right? So, let's say I go to work, right, and I work for 40 hours, and then my boss gets my paycheck, and he comes up to me and he says, hey, I have a gift for you, and then he gives me my paycheck. Is that a gift? No, because I earned it. It's my paycheck. Now, let's say he gives me my paycheck, and then he says, okay, I have a gift for you. This is nothing that you worked for or earned. This is just something extra. Here's a gift certificate so that you can go out to dinner, right? That's just like a bonus. So that's a gift, right? Because you didn't earn it, you didn't work for it, you didn't pay for it. But your paycheck is wages, right? So when it comes to being saved, when it comes to eternal life, it's not wages. It's not a paycheck where we work hard and go to church and give money and do good things and follow the commandments and then we get a paycheck of going to heaven. Wrong. What it is that the paycheck we deserve, if we took our life and turned in that time card, the paycheck's going to be going to hell. That's going to be payday. All right, right?
Okay.
Where you gotta like pay for all the bad stuff that you did, right? So it's gonna be more like getting a credit card bill that you racked up or something. And it's just, except you're never gonna pay it off. Because hell lasts forever. But this right here, it says the gift of God is eternal life. So who pays for a gift, the giver or the receiver?
Giver.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, like if I'm giving you this Bible as a gift, did you pay for this? I paid for it, right? So if I give it to you for free, then that's a gift, right? So it's the giver who pays. So who's giving us eternal life? So who paid for it? Us or him? How did he pay for it?
Price.
Exactly right. How much do we have to pay? How much work do we have to do to earn it?
Basically nothing.
Basically nothing. Exactly. All we got to do is just believe him, and he just gives it to us for free, right? Now, once he gives it to us, here's the best part about it. What's eternal mean?
Forever.
So if God gives us a gift that lasts forever, how many times do we have to receive it? If it lasts, well, think about it. He gives you a gift and it lasts forever. How many times do you need it? Just once, exactly. Yeah, because there's no need to get it a second time because it lasts forever, right? So once you're saved forever. Like you'll never lose your salvation. So like if you're saved today, a year from now, you're still going to be saved. 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years. It's impossible to ever lose your salvation. Okay. So, the question that may be on your mind then is that, let's say after you get saved, right? You go out and do something really bad. Right? That's what you were thinking, huh? Exactly. So, let's say after you get saved, you do something really bad, right? So, name something really bad.
Murdered.
Yeah, you just gunned someone down. Okay. Now, if you murdered someone, right, that's a major sin. So God's going to punish you for that, but he's actually going to punish you for that in this world. It's meaning that you're going to go to prison. He's going to make sure that you get caught. Maybe someone will kill you as a retribution, or you're going to go to prison, or there's bad things that are going to happen, right? Or let's say another major sin like adultery, right? Somebody goes out and commits adultery. Well, they might get a disease. They might lose their job. They might lose their family, right? Now, if you commit a little sin, you get a little punishment. If you commit a big sin, you get a big punishment. But at the end of the day, no matter what, you're still going to heaven if you have believed on Jesus. But if you have not believed on Jesus Christ, you're going to go to hell no matter what, because you're a sinner and you sin thousands of times, millions of times. And you know, the difference with being saved is that it's all forgiven. Because you believed in Jesus, he died for you, it's all paid for, it's a free gift. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's sort of like my son here, you know. Do you think I have rules for my son, or do you think I just let him do whatever he wants?
Hopefully
have rules. Yeah, exactly. So if he breaks the rules, am I just going to smile and say, that's okay, son. That's all right. Just break the rules. Am I going to just have that reaction? No. He's going to get punished, but is he going to get thrown out of the family? Maybe like, that's it. You're not my son anymore. No. But it's the same thing with God. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you become his child. You're a child of God. So that means if you break the rules, he'll discipline you on this earth. But he's not going to throw you out of the family. He's not going to send you to hell. He's not going to stop loving you. The Bible says that he will never leave us or forsake us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. But those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, they're not saved. You know, they're doomed. Does that all make sense? So let me ask you this. Do you think most people in this world believe on Jesus or don't believe on Jesus? You're right. Most people don't. Because you've got all the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Muslims and the atheists and the pagans. And then even amongst those who are claiming to be a Christian, a lot of them, they're actually not believing on Jesus to save them. They actually think that they're going to go to heaven based off how good they are. So it's like they're trying to earn their way. And Jesus will tell them, depart from me, I never knew you. You know, because you have to be saved by putting your faith in Jesus, not on your own deeds. Okay. So, Diana, do you understand what I explained to you? Do you have any questions about it? Okay. Well, do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for all your sins? And he rose again from the dead? Okay, so if Jesus were standing here right now and you asked him to save you, would he do it? If he were just standing right here and you just asked him, would he say, would he do it for you or what?
I mean, if I believed in him.
But you just said you did. You said you do, right?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
So then if you asked him, what's he going to say? Yeah. Okay, so if you did that, then how long would you be saved for? Yeah, and is there anything you could ever do to screw that up? No, you could screw up your life.
I mean, I can do it here.
Yeah, you could. I mean, people could screw up their life bad to where it could never be fixed. But the great thing is, no matter how bad you screwed up your life, you'd still go to heaven if you believed on Christ. Okay. Now, you know, you're going to get a lot of spankings along the way, but you're still going to make it to heaven as long as you believed on Christ. Does that make sense? Well, listen. Obviously, Jesus is not standing here right now, but if you pray, he can hear you. So what I'd like to do is just bow our heads real quick, just pray, and just tell God that that's what you believe, and then you'll know for sure you're going to heaven based on the Bible, all right? So let's bow our heads and pray. You can just repeat this after me. Just say, Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but I believe that you died on the cross for all my sins and rose again. Please save me right now. And give me eternal life. I'm only trusting you, Jesus.
I'm only trusting you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So you meant that, of course. So therefore, if you were to die right now, where are you going? Exactly. And why are you going there? Exactly right. There's nothing you can ever do. Isn't that great news? Yeah. So listen, I do want to give you this. I wasn't just blowing smoke at you. And
do you
so,
have another one here?
Yeah, actually, I do have another one. You want two of them?
No, I'm good.
Well, anyway, let me show you where you should probably start reading, a good place to start reading. And listen, when you first start reading the Bible, it might seem a little bit difficult.
Can I give you this one? Is this the whole thing?
Oh, this is the whole thing? Yeah, there we go. All right. So,
I'll take that one.
It might seem a little bit difficult at first, but don't just bail on it, okay, right away. be patient because it gets, you know, you get used to it. It gets easier. So this is the book of John. Okay. So, you know, here's my challenge to you would be to basically, you know, just read the book of John. So you can see how long the whole Bible is, right? This is what I'm expecting you to read. Just, yeah, so that's not, is that a crazy amount? No. So at least don't quit until you finish this, you know. Because I think if you finish this, you'll want to keep reading. You'll be into the story by then. You'll be interested. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just give it a chance. Try to at least get through just that thin part of the book of John. So I'll stick that right there so that you can do it. And then, you know, you can check off in the table of contents whatever books you read, you know, and kind of keep track of it and eventually read the whole thing. So there you go. And then we've got some videos on YouTube also that we've made some that have like millions and millions of viewers. Yeah. So we've got millions of views on these videos. A lot of people really like them. So if you want to learn more about the Bible, these videos will help you out. And our church is literally like 2 miles from here, or less than 2 miles from here. It's on 48th and Southern. Yeah, it's just right there. So, you know, what's the name of that fast food place? Is it Wendy's?
Wendy's. Yeah.
You know the Wendy's? You don't eat a Wendy's. That's good. It's not good for you anyway. It's junk food anyway. But you know where the pawn shop is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Because there's like Food City is on the southwest corner.
Is it in like a little...
No, it's in like a business complex. But basically, like, okay, Food City's right here. This is 48th Street. This is Food City. We're like across the street from Food City, behind Wendy's. So we're like right behind Wendy's. And we've been there for 10 years. And our church has like 350 people in it. And we've been there for 10 years. But it doesn't look like what you'd expect a church, like a big palace. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just in the business complex. But there's a big sign on the window, Faithful Word Baptist Church. And there's a little thing in the paper I gave you. Don't lose your place there. But it shows you right there. You know, 48 Southern, boom, right there. That's Wendy's on the corner. We're like right behind it. Yeah, so it's super close. And then these are the times, you know, Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday nights at 6:30. And we're going there right now at 7 o'clock for a service. There'll be like 200-some people there in just a few minutes here, 7 o'clock. So anyway, we'd love for you to come by sometime. Definitely check out the videos, start reading. Hi, Diana. God bless you. It's good to meet you, all right?
Dad, I think you
have a good day.
Stop sprinkling.
Yeah.